This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, November 9th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and yours truly, and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In Thailand, the country's public health ministry legalized abortions up to 20 weeks of pregnancy at the end of last month. The move extends a previous law which allowed the murder of unborn babies up to 12 weeks. Pro-abortion legislation in the country is new. Thailand had criminalized abortion as recently as 2020. Last Tuesday, the Provincial Court of Alberta acquitted a Canadian pastor of violating COVID-19 restrictions on in-person worship services. Pastor Tim Stevens of Fairview Baptist Church spent 3 weeks in jail last year for refusing to abide by the government's worship bans. In a blog post, Pastor Stevens praised God for the victory while calling for repentance in Canada. He wrote, quote, "Our society with its laws, mandates, and opinions reflect a change of God with corresponding views of authority and humanity that will lead to dystopia unless there is repentance," end quote. Psalm 37 verses 1 through 3 says, "Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Be not envious of wrongdoers, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness." Tens of millions of Americans headed to the polls yesterday for the 2022 midterm elections. At stake is control of both houses of Congress and 36 governorships. 538 released their final election forecast yesterday. Republicans were widely favored to win the U.S. House of Representatives. They were also slightly favored to win the Senate with a 59% chance of control over Democrats, 41% chance. The victors included New Hampshire Republican Governor Chris Sununu, Arkansas Republican Governor-elect Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio, Ohio Republican Senator-elect J.D. Vance, and Colorado Democratic Governor Jared Polis, a self-professed homosexual. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott beat celebrity Democratic candidate Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke 55.8% to 43%, reports the Texas Tribune. Listen to what the Fox News panel had to say about O'Rourke last night, starting with Britt Hume.
O'Rourke is becoming the Charlie Crist of Texas.
Yes, exactly. He's gone from the cover of Vanity Fair magazine and this shining hope of the Democrat Party. Jessica, you know, your thoughts on what has happened to Beto O'Rourke. Does this seal the deal? Is he done now in politics or not?
If the evening goes as I expect it to for Stacey Abrams as well, there's going to be a lot of soul searching about where you're dumping your money when you go on Act Blue. There are a lot of people whose races are a lot closer. These are celebrity candidates. I think that there have been incredible messaging moments that kind of have rallied the Democratic base and made you really focus on the issues that matter to us as a party. They are seemingly just not great candidates to win statewide office, and I hope people will take stock of that.
According to Fox News, a number of the hotly contested races for U.S. Senate were too close to call at the Worldview's press deadline last night at 10:33 p.m. Central. They include the races in Georgia between Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker, in Pennsylvania between Democrat John Fetterman and Republican Mehmet Oz, and in Wisconsin between Republican Senator Ron Johnson and Democrat challenger Mandela Barnes. In a column entitled "The 2022 Midterm Elections, What the Historical Data Suggests," John Woolley wrote, quote, "In the 22 midterm elections from 1934 to 2018, the president's party has averaged a loss of 28 House seats and 4 Senate seats. The president's party gained seats in the House only 3 times, but gained seats in the Senate on 6 occasions. The president's party has gained seats in both houses only twice. The incumbent president's ability to launch new major policy initiatives would be greatly weakened under divided government. If the Democrats lose control of either house, the Biden administration can expect to be the target of numerous congressional inquiries," end quote. A church in New York State is challenging a law that bans guns in places of worship. The New York law prohibits the carrying of firearms in houses of worship regardless of whether a church, quote, prefers to permit or even encourage people to carry a firearm on its premises, end quote. First Liberty Institute filed the lawsuit last Thursday on behalf of the Tabernacle Family Church. The lawsuit accused New York of making churches choose between their First and Second Amendment rights, as well as leaving them particularly vulnerable to violence. And finally, a Christian woman from South Carolina celebrated her 107th birthday last month. Adele Julie Thompson was born October 10th, 1915. She told WLTX News 19, she does what the Bible tells her. She said, quote, I had no dream of being 107 years old, but the Lord spared me, and I tried to do the right thing, end quote. Thompson has lived through 18 U.S. presidencies. Her legacy includes 3 children, 6 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, and 3 great-great-grandchildren. Thompson's daughter gave God the glory for her mother's long life.
I get to be here to do this interview about my mama, with my mama, alive and well, in a right mind, my family members that's all around. It is all I can say, to God be the glory, and I thank God for every moment of it.
Proverbs 3, verse 16 says of the wisdom from God, length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand riches and honor. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, November 9th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.